This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to Develop Your Leadership Voice, a step-by-step action plan for workplace leaders. Build a voice people trust, remember, and act on, starting today. In short, your leadership voice is not a natural gift. It is a built skill. Without it, even strong leaders watch good ideas get ignored and good people disengage. Your voice must be deliberate, consistent, and calibrated to the people you lead. The process has clear, learnable steps. None of them require personality change. Real leadership voice development happens through practice in actual workplace conversations, not in theory. Definition: leadership voice development is the deliberate process of shaping how you communicate as a leader. It covers tone, word choice, pacing, and consistency so that your message earns trust, conveys conviction, and reliably moves people toward action. I watched a capable manager lose her team in a single quarter. She knew her subject cold. She had the right instincts. But every time she walked into a room, her voice tightened, her sentences trailed off, and she qualified every statement until no one knew what she actually wanted. Leadership voice development was not something she had ever been taught. She had been promoted for her results, not her communication, and the gap showed. By the time she asked for help, three of her best people had stopped engaging in her meetings entirely. This is not a rare story. Across 6 decades of working with leaders at every level, I have seen this pattern repeat more times than I can count. What follows is the process that has actually fixed it. Why developing your leadership voice is harder than it looks. Most leaders assume that confidence will come once they feel settled in the role. It rarely does. The feelings of authority and the habits of authoritative communication are two separate things, and waiting for the first to produce the second is a trap. The real difficulty is that leadership voice development requires you to change behavior in the moments that matter most under pressure, in conflict, when you're uncertain. Those are exactly the moments when old habits reassert themselves. You fall back on hedging language, on over-explaining, on apologetic softeners that bleed your message with any force. There's also the mirror problem. Most of us have no accurate picture of how we actually sound. We hear ourselves from the inside. The version of your voice that lands on other people is a stranger to you, and that stranger may be doing real damage to your credibility. Here is the truth of it. Developing a leadership voice is not about becoming someone else. It is about learning to bring what you actually think into the room cleanly, consistently, and with enough composure that people can trust it. What you need before you start the process. Before any step in this process will hold, one thing must be in place: honest self-knowledge about how you currently communicate. Not how you think you communicate, how you actually do. Record yourself in a real meeting, not a practice run. Play it back. Ask one person you trust to describe, in plain terms, how they experience you when you speak. This is uncomfortable. Do it anyway. Everything that follows depends on you working from an accurate starting point, not a flattering one. You also need a genuine reason to change, not a vague desire to communicate better. A specific situation where your current voice is costing you something, a team that does not follow through, a senior leader who dismisses your proposals, a room that goes quiet in the wrong way when you speak. Name the cost. That specificity is what keeps you practicing when it gets difficult. The 6-step process for building your leadership voice. Step 1. Identify your signature communication gaps. Every leader has a small set of recurring patterns that undercut their voice. Common ones include overqualifying statements, speaking too quickly when nervous, asking questions when you should be making declarations, or using volume as a substitute for clarity. Your job here is to identify your specific 2 or 3. Go back to that recording. Listen for the moments where your credibility drops. Write them down, exactly, in your own words. This is not self-criticism. This is diagnosis. You cannot fix what you have not named. Step 2. Define the voice you need for this role. The voice your team needs from you depends on your context. A leader managing a team in crisis needs a different register than one guiding a team through a creative process. Neither is wrong. They're tools for different situations. Ask yourself, what does this team need most from me when I speak? Certainty. Permission to take risks. Clear direction. Honest acknowledgement of difficulty. Write a single sentence that describes the dominant quality your voice must carry. Something like, my team needs to hear someone who knows the direction and is not spooked by the obstacles. That sentence becomes your North Star when you prepare any significant communication. Step 3. Script your high-stakes moments. This is the step most leaders skip, and it is one of the most valuable. For any conversation or presentation where the stakes are real, prepare a clear opening statement of no more than 3 sentences. Know exactly how you are entering the room and what the first thing out of your mouth will be. Here is a concrete example. A leader heading into a difficult performance conversation might prepare. I want to talk with you about the last 3 weeks. I have noticed some specific things that concern me, and I want to hear your perspective on them. This conversation is important because I think you have more to offer than what I have been seeing. That is not a script to read aloud. It is a prepared anchor. It prevents the fumbling, apologetic opening that signals uncertainty before you've said anything of substance. You can find more on how structured conversation frameworks support this kind of preparation in the role of communication in meeting success. Step 4. Practice composure under pressure. Your leadership voice collapses fastest when you're challenged, interrupted, or put on the spot. This step is specifically about training your response in those moments. The practice is simple. When someone challenges your position in a meeting, before you respond, take one full breath and say nothing for 2 seconds. This is not a pause for effect. It is a physical interrupt to the fight or flight response that makes your voice tight and your words defensive. Then respond with what you actually think, stated plainly. I hear that concern. My view is still X, and here is Y. Practice this sequence daily in low-stakes conversations first. Within 2 weeks, you will notice it becoming available to you in high-stakes ones. Step 5. Build consistency across settings. A leadership voice that only works in formal presentations is not a leadership voice. It is a performance. Real vocal authority shows up the same way in a corridor conversation as it does in a boardroom. The test is this: do you speak with the same directness to your senior leaders as you do to your team? Most leaders do not. They soften, defer, and hedge upward in ways they would never accept from themselves in other contexts. Building consistency means practicing the same clarity of expression regardless of the audience's rank. This includes how you advocate for your team in rooms they cannot enter. The value method for advocating with senior leadership is one concrete framework for doing this well. Step 6. Seek calibrated feedback, then adjust. Growth in this area does not come from practice alone. It comes from practice plus accurate feedback. Choose one person in your professional life who will tell you the truth and ask them a specific question after a significant communication event. Did what I said land the way I intended? Where did I lose you? Vague feedback like you did fine is not what you're after. Specific feedback is the only kind that teaches you anything. When you get it, resist the urge to explain or defend. Absorb it. Adjust one thing in the next conversation. Repeat. If you want to go deeper on how feedback functions as a growth tool, why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth is worth your time. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Leadership voice development takes a specific form when your team is distributed. The nonverbal signals that carry so much of your authority in a room, posture, stillness, the quality of your attention, are compressed or lost entirely on a screen. In virtual settings, your voice does more work. That means pace matters more, slow down by about 20% from your in-person rate. Pause after key points. Silence on a video call does not feel awkward to the speaker, but it lands clearly on the listener as emphasis. Use people's names more deliberately at the start of direct address, and end every significant virtual conversation with a specific statement of what you expect next, spoken in plain terms, not left as a vague invitation to action. The question of how you sustain presence and authority across digital channels is one I explore in detail in How Leaders Stay Visible in Virtual Workspaces. The principles of leadership voice development apply directly. The delivery mechanics need adjustment. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where this process goes wrong. 3 mistakes come up repeatedly when leaders attempt this work. The mistake: focusing entirely on delivery and ignoring content. Why it happens. Delivery is easier to observe and practice than the harder work of knowing what you actually want to say, what to do instead. Spend equal time clarifying your message before you practice delivering it. A clear thought, spoken plainly, always outperforms a polished delivery of a muddled one. The mistake. Practicing only in safe situations. Why it happens. Practice in low-stakes conversations feels productive without requiring much courage. What to do instead? Deliberately practice your new habits in uncomfortable situations. Bring your prepared opening into the meeting where you usually go quiet. That is the only practice that transfers. The mistake. Treating consistency as rigidity. Why it happens. Leaders confuse having a consistent voice with sounding the same in every situation. What to do instead? Consistency is about your core qualities, directness, composure, clarity, remaining present regardless of context. Your tone adjusts, your character does not. Understanding how your voice shapes team dynamics moment to moment is part of what how leaders foster a culture of team synergy addresses directly. For the specific challenge of managing your voice when a conversation escalates, how to de-escalate arguments during meetings gives you a practical framework. And for a method that builds vocal authority through every individual exchange with your team, how leaders can use a strong method to build synergy through every conversation is directly relevant. Your leadership voice preparation checklist. Use this before any significant communication, a team meeting, a performance conversation, a presentation to senior leaders, or any moment where your voice needs to carry weight. Number 1. Name your purpose. What is the single thing you need this conversation to accomplish? Write it in one sentence before you enter the room. Number 2. Prepare your opening. Script the first 2 or 3 sentences. Know exactly where you are starting. Number 3. Identify the hard moment. Where in this conversation are you most likely to hedge, rush, or go quiet? Prepare specifically for that moment. Number 4. Set your composure anchor. Remind yourself one breath before responding to any challenge. Number 5. Choose your register. What quality does this audience need from you today? Certainty, openness, accountability, direction. Name it before you speak. Number 6. Plan your close. How will you end? A clear next step, a direct ask, or a specific statement of expectation. Never leave a high-stakes conversation open-ended. Number 7. Debrief within 24 hours. Ask one specific question of someone in the room. Note one thing to adjust. Do it differently next time. The work that lasts. Leadership voice development is not a project with a completion date. It is a practice, the same way that a good craftsman never stops sharpening his tools. The leaders I have seen sustain real authority over time are the ones who kept returning to this work, kept seeking honest feedback, kept adjusting after the conversations that did not land the way they intended. You will have weeks where your voice feels strong and weeks where you fall back into old patterns. That is not failure. That is the cycle. What matters is that you have a process to return to, a checklist in your pocket, and enough self-knowledge to name what went wrong and try again. Your leadership voice development begins in the next conversation you have, not in some future version of yourself that finally feels ready. Use the steps. Prepare the opening. Take the breath. Speak plainly. That is where it starts. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice development? Leadership voice development is the deliberate process of shaping how you communicate as a leader, including your tone, clarity, and consistency. It is about building a way of speaking that earns trust, conveys conviction, and influences the people around you in a reliable, repeatable way. How do you develop a stronger leadership voice at work? You develop a stronger leadership voice by first understanding your natural communication style, then identifying what gaps exist between how you currently speak and how you need to speak to lead effectively. Consistent practice, honest feedback, and deliberate repetition in real workplace conversations are what actually build it. Why does leadership voice development matter for team performance? When your leadership voice is clear and consistent, your team knows what to expect from you. That predictability builds psychological safety, reduces miscommunication, and helps people focus on the work rather than trying to read your mood or guess your intentions. How long does it take to develop your leadership voice? There is no fixed timeline, but most leaders notice a meaningful shift within 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate daily practice. The early changes are in clarity and composure. Deeper qualities like earned authority and vocal consistency take months of sustained effort and real-world testing. What is the difference between leadership voice and leadership style? Leadership style is the overall approach you take to managing and motivating people. Leadership voice is the specific communication layer, how you sound, what you say, how consistently you say it, and how others receive it. Style is broad. Voice is precise and immediately practical. Can introverts develop a strong leadership voice? Absolutely. Leadership voice development is not about volume or extroversion. Some of the most authoritative communicators I have known were quiet people who chose their words deliberately, held their ground calmly, and never wasted a sentence. Introversion is not a barrier. It is often an asset. How do I know if my leadership voice is working? You know your leadership voice is working when people follow through after your conversations without you needing to repeat yourself, when colleagues seek your input voluntarily, and when your team describes you as clear and consistent, not confusing or unpredictable. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.